Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The one bright spot today for the grains was in the wheat futures. They led the way to the top side, up 7 to 8 cents. July Chicago wheat up 7 3/4 at 509.5. It was about 6 cents off of the high for the day. July wheat in Kansas City up 5 at 549.75. It seems like the driver here is the fact that hedge funds are short about 285 million bushels of wheat. Anytime there's any sort of indication that there might be some sort of a problem, this year there's talk of, as the wheat comes out of dormancy, that there might be some winter kill. And of course, there's a large area of wheat growing regions that are pretty dry. So any sort of indication that there might be some sort of a problem, you're going to have hedge funds short covering. You know, 285 million bushels is a little bit over 10% of the crop. So that's a pretty large hedge fund position. Now, beans and corn both lower today. Corn was down about 2 cents, and beans were also down about 2 cents. Both of those markets really quiet with very little range. Well, what is considered little range, 12 cents in beans is considered pretty small. Now, corn was about a 6 cents range from the high to the low, with D's down 2 at 4.12 1/4.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Some of the outside influences today were the U.S. dollar index. It did trade just briefly over $1, and then it sold off. It looks like or a lot of people would be saying that there's a heavy resistance there, but the fact that it's rallied up from its lows from 72 cents quite a while ago to 99.30 now is an indication of what the future might bring in terms of exports. Anytime the dollar goes up, of course, exports go down. Now, this morning's export report was pretty negative, with beans at 198,000 metric tons. The market was expecting 350 to 550, so below the range there. Corn, 525,000. The market was expecting 600 to 800. And wheat was 445,000. The low end of the range, we're expecting 400 to 600. Now, one private group put out their latest bean acres and corn acres. Beans, 86.1 million acres, which would be a record. The USDA is currently at 83.5. Wheat acres, 56.7, which is as expected. The USDA says 56.8. And then for corn acres would be a five-year low at 88.5 million acres. The USDA is currently at 89 million acres.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. And recapping your markets, April live cattle up 20 at 155.80, June down 30 at 146.62, April feeder cattle 20 lower at 212.90, May up 67 at 211.92, April lean hogs down 182 at 62.30, and May down 107 at 72.25. In your grain market, May Kansas City wheat at 5 3/4 sat at 546.5, July at 5 3/4 at 550.5. May Chicago wheat up 8 1/4 at 507.25. May corn down 2.5 at 388.5. July down 2 3/4 sat at 395.75. May soybeans down 2 1/4 at 990.5. July down 3 at 994. May cotton 89 higher at 61.22 and July up 90 at 61.90. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.